Tobias Siebert is a financial advisor at MLP Finanzberatung SE. Today, we talk about assistance for the HR department through external financial advice. So Tobias, so welcome to Business Talk. I'm Kudam. It's a pleasure for us to have you here today.
It's so good to be in Berlin again. Yeah.
That's great. I like to hear
Berlin
that.
Berlin is back.
Now let's talk about something that's maybe not so great. German bureaucracy. And this is actually really hard to understand even for citizens. So what are the consequences for companies hiring international staff?
Yeah, you have to do a lot of preparation work. That means you have to organize the visa formalities, you have to organize registration. Of course, your employees have to live somewhere, so it would be good to help them get an apartment. If they got children, they should have a school or a kita. So it's a lot of tasks and a lot of work for the HR department, I think.
And the HR department is often the first contact for people with any kind of questions, also for like financial questions. So how much time does it take? Explain the German system of firms, fixed costs, health insurance, state pensions, employer funded pensions, and so on to international employers.
Yeah, so basically the first thing is to give some basic information. The nice to have insurances, the must have insurances, and to give the basic knowledge to start walking in the German system. So I do this in a group meeting. When there are more individual questions, I do individual meetings. And this can mean organizing safety for the family, organizing safety for the home, explaining for that person is a private health insurance better than the public one or a mixture of both, and so that is like a pyramid. So from the basic to more specific fields, where whatever information is needed.
So you are specialized in financial advisement, especially for English-speaking employers and especially for people who are working in IT. Why are you doing this? So how did you find this niche?
Yeah, I've had the task to offer this service for an IT company in Berlin from one of my clients. And after doing this in a preparation time of 6 months, of course, people changed their job, and one lady changed to another company in computer games. And this company was just a grown-up startup growing, 20, 30 people in Berlin. And of course, I accompany the employees when they change the job, because they got a company pension from one company and they enter a new company pension, and I help them to continue their pension plan. But it does, because it doesn't make sense to start a new company pension plan whenever you start a new job. And at the end you have 10 pension plans, what doesn't make any sense. So this lady asked me if I could offer the same service which she knew from the other company, if I could do this for her new company as well. And so I presented what I did in the last year for the other company to the managers. We had some competition from one of Germany's biggest insurance companies, but they only could offer one product. And the manager said, no, we want to offer a choice from investment products up to more safe products and to ecologically friendly, sustainable investments. So that was also the outcome in the year 2017, when we asked people, what do you want when you invest money? These young guys were the first one in my 18-year career who asked me about sustainable investment, long before Greta shook the world. These guys, and I said, I don't know if I can offer sustainable investment in an, no one asked me that before. So I went to my company, MLP, which has over 800 employees. So we got 800 specialists helping in any field, from pet insurance to drone insurance to even all funniest sorts of things. And so I could find an insurance company who could offer that. So they were very happy and said, okay, I should help their employees as well. And after 6 months of preparation for the first company, it took me 6 weeks for the second company. So after 6 weeks, I was up and running. And so I felt the need for the international employees. And I felt the dynamic in Berlin of growing IT companies. And that's what I like. So when I started my marketing career, I worked for 1.5 years in London for a German company. And so I could feel the same energy I felt in London with people from all over the world putting, we always said, work hard and live hard. So everyone worked hard or worked smart. But in the evening, everyone was living hard and having fun and partying. And that's what I found in Berlin as well. Work hard, do your job and enjoy life. So that's basically where I found, well, that's a perfect match. And so I decided, because I think, I believe in specialization, because when you can offer everything, you're not good at something. So I felt like, okay, this is something, people like my services, the company like my services, I like the job, it's a lot of fun, and I've got reasons to come to Berlin. That's a funny thing. I tried, because I live in Dortmund, so we got definitely the better football team than Berlin. But all the rest, I would say, is, I would prefer Berlin as a city. And so I had other IT companies who were interested in the service, but they only had German employees in the Ruhrgebiet, in Dortmund, Essen, Düsseldorf, Bochum. So I wouldn't say I wouldn't serve these companies, but it was a bit boring because they already knew, heard something about private health insurance. They already had a company pension. So it was, oh yeah. So I think, okay. And so that's why I basically spent once a week every month in Berlin and looking after my Berlin clients. And of course, it's very interesting for me to work in a growing industry, even before Corona. So I'm very happy to have specialized in IT companies. I had a feeling that they should have a good future. So I was right. But by the Corona pandemic, of course, the digital companies were boosted. And now I'm very happy to have selected the right target group.
I'm definitely sure you took the right choice. Yeah. So Tobias, you're working as a consultant for many, many years. Compared to the last couple of years, did you experience any growing demand for financial advisement in English?
Yeah, I think the demand for financial advice has always been there. In Germany, many people are a bit reluctant to advise because they only expect people to sell a product. So that's why, as a financial advisor in Germany, people need their time to trust you. What's absolutely fine. What maybe is my advantage, I was an MLP client myself. So even though I was had a bank apprenticeship, so my first step in the career was working at the Deutsche Bank. Then it was too boring, and then I studied economics, international business before I had my marketing career. At my university, I became an MLP client because MLP, they were very clever. They try to offer their services to clients before they get a job. So they help them to get a job with assessment center training. So that's how I learned about MLP. And the good thing was my consultant was always, he never pushed me into a product. It took, I was very much motivated to look into investments. My wife took a bit longer, so I think she took about 2 years for him. He already has convinced me that, but my wife it took a bit longer. But then she trusted him, and I think nowadays people start to look at investments a bit more. The younger people. So today I've heard in a podcast. Last year there were 1.5 new clients for investments. So there are now people who want to let their money work for them, because generally that's one day what everyone else should do when we want to retire. Someone else or the money has to work for us. And so there's a new generation of people buying shares with their mobile phone. So the mobile phone is maybe my competition, and it's of course it's cheaper, but many people need advice, need a financial strategy, because we're not gambling at MLP. One of my colleagues always says, mit der Rente spielt man nicht. So don't gamble with your pension. You can gamble with pocket money or whatever, but not with a pension, because one day it's your only source of income. And so that's what we take very seriously. And so we try to give our clients a wide portfolio of investments to have a lot of diversifications. And after working as a financial consulting in 18 years, I'm very happy about this strategies. And basically most of my clients today, I always say, they got less hair or grayer hair or less hair and grayer hair, but their smile gets bigger each year, because they can see it was good to buy some share investment. It was good to put cash into investment when the share prices were down. It was good to not to sell the shares when everyone wanted to leave the market. So they need someone who gives them confidence and it's always important, and that's what I do with my clients at least once or twice a year, to have a regular checkup meeting. So that is also something very important, I think, like when you go to the dentist or the woman zum Frauenarzt, to the women's doctor. Men don't go to the doctor so often, what sometimes causes big problems, so we could learn from women as well. And that's important to always see if the package every client has got still is the optimum for the news for the current situation. So my clients not only call me when they need an insurance for the drone or for the new swimming pool or whatever. They also call me when their situation in life changes. When they marry, when they get children, when they divorce, when they got a new job, when they lose their job, when they want to fulfill their dreams, they want to take a year off to do a sabbatical. So because most or many of the important decisions in life or changes in life all have impact on finances. And so that's basically my goal, to be the one person my clients call when they are need some advice and need help, either when they win the lottery or lose their job. I try to make the best out of every situation and help them.
I think it was a perfect outro for our interview. So thank you so much for this insightful conversation. And it was really a pleasure talking to you. Thank you, Tobias.
It was great to see you, Claudia.